Hey, Dad, you know how all the time I'm asking you questions?
I certainly do. You've sent me to the encyclopedia more than once.
And you never get mad when I ask you questions, do you?
Of course not.
And you never will?
Certainly not.
Promise?
Of course. Asking questions is the only way a little boy can learn. I like to have you ask questions. It shows you have an active, inquiring mind. Now, if you have any questions, ask them.
Okay. Then how come a swell little kid hardly pulled it at all? The antenna came off your car.
It's a magnificent instrument. In fact, it's the finest camera I've ever owned.
It looks pretty complicated. How do you trip the shutter?
Oh, well, this little button right...
Hey, Dad, when you were in the Navy...
Dennis, you're interrupting.
It's this one right here, Mitchell. You just...
This right here?
That's right.
What's it for?
Oh, well, Dennis, you just push that when you want... Oh! Great Scott!
Dennis, for Pete's sake!
Jeepers, he told me to.
I was only trying to explain... Oh, never mind. Just lead me home, Mitchell.
It'll pass in a minute, Mr. Wilson.
I don't know why I come over here, because every time I do, something happens to me.
Jeepers, I'm sorry, Mr. Wilson.
Oh,
Dennis, what did you want?
Hey, you know who I got up in my room, Dad?
I'll guess. King Kong?
Heck no. I got that dumb old Johnny Brady.
Oh, well, you tell Johnny to say hello to his dad for me, will you?
Okay. Hey, Dad, when you were in the Navy, were you an admiral?
No.
A captain?
No.
A lieutenant?
No, I was just an ordinary seaman.
Oh. Well, jeepers, did they ever let you steer the boat?
Oh, many times.
Boy, and with all that bragging dumb old Johnny was doing about his father, well, that's not going to help much. His father was a pilot in a jet.
Well, I'm sorry.
Jeepers, I'll just tell them that they used to let you steer the boat. You probably left me right out of my own bedroom. So the captain turned the boat to the left, and he saw another submarine. And the captain turned the boat to the right, and he saw another submarine. So the captain turned the boat backwards, and he saw two more submarines. And then the captain turned to the admiral, and he said, I think I'm going to be sick to my stomach.
Yeah, what happened then?
Well, then the admiral said, there's only one sailor in the whole world that could save this battleship. Good old Henry Mitchell.
They should have sent for my dad. He'd have gotten him out of it.
You know what the trouble is with you, Johnny? You want me to tell you what the trouble is with you? You're always bragging. So I just couldn't stand it anymore. I told Johnny to go home because I had a lot of work to do.
You mean like picking up your toys off the back porch the way I asked you to?
Jeepers, Mom, I'm trying to talk to you. You've known Dad for a long time, haven't you?
Yes, quite a few years.
And you've seen him to be a hero plenty of times then, huh, Mom?
Well, he's always been a hero to me.
Like what? Did he ever rescue you from drowning?
Well, no.
From a burning building?
No, Dennis.
Did he ever rescue you from bandits?
No.
Didn't he ever rescue you from anything?
Oh, he did get your grandfather's cat out of a tree once.
I've done that. Boy, Dad sure has been wasting his life, hasn't he?
He most certainly has not. Your father's life is very successful.
What's this?
I'll tell you later, dear.
Boy, after mowing that lawn, my legs are sure tired.
That's because they're so skinny. Hey, you be Mr. Brady there, huh, Dad? Boy, you got the skinniest legs in the whole world.
That's enough, Dennis.
What time is dinner, honey?
Oh, about an hour. Why don't you read the paper, dear?
Oh, run out and see if it's come yet, will you, son?
Okay, Dad.
What was going on in here when I came in?
Dennis wanted to know if you'd ever rescued anybody.
Poor Dennis. He's finding out his dad's a pretty ordinary guy.
There's nothing ordinary about you.
Well, it's pretty hard to be a hero these days. No dragons to slay, no fair damsels in distress. Not even a castle to lay siege to. Modern man's armor is his business suit. His charger's a four-door sedan. And his biggest battle is fighting the rush hour traffic.
Well, you're a hero to me, and I love you.
Hey, Dad! Johnny's dad's picture's on the front page!
What?
What does it say?
Charles Brady, prominent local engineer, was acclaimed a hero this afternoon when he rescued a small child from the path of a speeding car.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Boy, Dad, you just gotta stop sitting around the house so much.
Yes, that's enough. See what else it says here. A two-year-old wandered onto Main Street. Charlie saw him, came to a stop, pulled out of the traffic. How do you like that?
I don't like it.
That's enough, Dennis. It was a wonderful thing for Charlie to do.
Yes, it was.
It says the child's mother kissed him on the cheek as she smiled through tears of gratitude. You know, I've never even seen a child that had to be rescued.
Hey, Dad, you want me to get my head stuck in a banister?
No such thing.
I'll get it. Hello? Oh, yes, just a minute. Dennis, it's for you.
Hello? Yeah, Johnny, we saw it. Listen, you gotta stop doing all that bragging or I'll pop you one right in the nose.
Dennis, Mitchell. Dennis. Oh, now, Dennis, I told you you were too young for a paper route.
I didn't come in for a paper route. Is that what you thought, Mr. Cranky?
Well, you've been asking for one for months, so that's kind of what I thought.
Heck no. I came in to tell you about a hero so you could put a story in the paper.
Well, I can always use a story about a hero. Who is he?
Do you know my dad?
No, I never met him.
Well, it's about him. Boy, was he a hero. You see, there was a captain of this battleship, and he looked to the left, and he looked to the right.
I'm afraid World War stories are a little old, Dennis.
Okay, well, how about just putting my dad's picture in the paper? Here's one of him we took last summer in his swimsuit.
Well, he's a nice-looking man. But I can't run a picture without a story to go with it.
Hey, you notice how skinny his legs are? Maybe you could write something about that.
I'm afraid your father's skinny legs aren't very newsworthy.
Sure they are. I bet they're the skinniest legs in the whole world.
Dennis, a newsworthy story is one that's important, exciting, or unusual.
Like what?
Well, in the newspaper business, we say that if a dog bites a man, it's not news, because it happens every day in the week. But if a man bites a dog, then you've got something newsworthy.
My dad loves dogs. He'd never do it.
I'm not suggesting anybody bite a dog. I simply wanted to point out that unusual items are newsworthy.
Oh, not legs, though?
Not legs. But if you do bring in a picture we can use, I'll pay you $5 for it.
$5? Wow! Does that mean you're making me a reporter?
Yeah, you might call it that. But you only get paid when you bring in a picture we can use.
Okay, Mr. Cranky. And I know right where I can borrow a camera. Bye!
Well, Martha, do you want to come up and watch me photograph the hydrangea? Or do you want to stay in and tend to your knit?
George, you're just the same fun-loving boy you were 30 years ago.
Well, today that's the way I feel. Now, sir, nothing could bother me on a day like this.
Hi, Mr. Wilson!
Right away, I'm wrong.
I came over to borrow Mr. Wilson's camera so I could take a picture of my dad.
Over my dead.
George, don't you think his camera's a little too complicated for you? I'm sure I don't understand it.
Well, maybe Mr. Wilson could teach me.
Over my
George. I'll tell you what, dear. Why don't I lend you my old box camera?
Martha, he'll ruin it.
No, I won't. My grandpa's got one of those, and he showed me how to run it.
It's right here in the desk.
I tell you, Martha, he'll ruin it.
How can you hurt a box camera?
I don't know, but you'll find a way.
What about it? The camera's 25 years old.
I'll be real careful with it, Mrs. Wilson.
I know you will. There are 4 pictures left on the roll, and when you've taken them, I'll have them developed for you.
Gee, thanks, Mrs. Wilson. Bye, Mr. Wilson.
Goodbye.
Are his feelings hurt because I didn't ask to take his picture?
Maybe that's it.
Hey, Mr. Wilson, you want me to take your picture?
No!
Are you gonna...
Dennis, I think you better run along.
Okay, Mrs. Wilson. And thanks!
Goodbye, Dennis.
Bye, Mrs. Wilson.
Oh, you really shouldn't have let him borrow it, Martha.
Oh, what possible harm can he do with the camera?
Well, he almost blinded me yesterday.
Oh, that's silly. I still don't see how that happened.
Don't you understand anything about cameras, my dear?
Well, I do about mine, but yours is too complicated.
Oh. Well, now look. I was holding the camera just like this when Dennis wanted to know what this little button was for.
This button?
That's right.
Well, what is it for?
Well, Martha, you simply push it when you want it.
Oh, God! Oh, can't I trust anybody around here?
Oh. I'm sorry, dear, but you told me to.
Oh, never mind.
Hi, son. Where'd you get the camera?
Mrs. Wilson loaned it to me so I could take your picture.
Okay. Shoot.
Jeepers, not here, Dad. We gotta go someplace where you can rescue somebody. Like down on the railroad track.
If you want to take my picture, you're gonna have to do it right here. Because when I get through polishing these shoes, I'm gonna take a snooze in the hammock.
Jeepers, I'll never get your picture in the paper that way. Mr. Crinky says it has to be newsworthy.
Who's Mr. Crinky?
He runs the neighborhood paper that comes out every Saturday. That's tomorrow. And I gotta get your picture in it.
You mean to tell me you've even been to the newspapers?
Sure. It comes out tomorrow, and I gotta get your picture in it.
Dennis, I wish you'd cut it out. This is the first time I've been able to take two or three days off in over a year, and I'm not gonna waste the time trying to find some way to become a hero.
But, Dad!
Dennis, that's enough. Men don't control fate. If fate wants to make me a hero, it can do it just as easily while I'm taking a nap in the hammock.
Dad, I guess you're right. You go ahead and take your nap. Pop.
What's the matter?
Coming over here, I saw that dumb old Johnny Brady. You know what he's saying now? He's saying the reason his dad could grab that little kid out of the street because he was an all-American football player.
Boy, he's always bragging.
I'm gonna fix him with this.
What are you gonna do with it?
I'm gonna take a picture of my dad being a hero. But you gotta help me.
Okay. How?
By letting me borrow the bearskin rug from your living room.
Are you angry with me?
Oh, why, never at you, Martha.
You're still my fun-loving George.
Well, I try to be. It's just that my nerves are shot every time Dennis comes over
now,
here.
Now, just lie back and relax. You're going to have a nice, peaceful day.
All right. Oh, Martha.
Yes, George?
On your way back from the kitchen, bring me a cookie.
They got to rest up from carrying their skin around.
You're too little to make it look real anyway.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to ask Mr. Wilson to wear it.
Maybe we can both get in it.
If we both get in it, who's going to take the picture?
Who in the world's ringing our doorbell? Oh, great Scott.
What is it?
Martha, there's a bear out on our front porch.
George Wilson, you go back to that couch and lie down. The flash bulb affected your vision.
I saw it, I tell you. It had long furry paws hanging from its side and blue trousers and blacks. My vision has been affected.
Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Wilson.
Hi.
Dennis, Tommy, what are you boys doing with that bear skin?
Do I look like a bear?
Of course not.
Well, don't just stand there.
Now you're talking, Martha.
Come on in the living room and have a cookie.
Oh.
Well, okay if I leave the bearskin here in the hall. It's kind of heavy to eat cookies here.
Of course.
What are you doing with that thing anyway, Dennis?
I brought it over from Tommy's house for you to wear.
For me to wear? Why, I wouldn't wear that on a bet.
It doesn't smell.
Well, I didn't say it did.
And how come you lifted your nose at me?
Oh, great Scott, Martha, do something.
Dennis, why do you want him to wear it?
Because if he wears it, he'll look like a bear.
Then I can take a picture of my dad being a hero and saving Tommy from it.
Why, I'm surprised your father'd be a party to such a thing.
Oh, his dad won't even know about it. Dad's taking a snooze out in our patio. I figured we'd wake him up and surprise him, and then he'd be a hero.
Why is it so important that he be a hero?
Because Johnny Brady's dad's doing it all the time. He's even taking away some of my dad's accounts. Dennis's dad's never been a hero, even once. Oh, he's a hero inside, except nobody knows it except me and Mom. Nobody gives him a chance. Jeepers, if me and Dad go to the beach, does anybody drown so he can save them? Heck no. They wait till we go home. But if Johnny Brady's dad goes to the beach, people are drowning all over the place.
Well, George, are you going to help Henry become a hero?
Why, Martha, a man my age can't go running around in a bearskin making a fool of himself.
All right, George. If you won't do it, I will.
You wouldn't.
Oh? Come on, boys.
Martha, you're just bluffing. You'd never do it.
Oh?
Martha, I will not have you making a spectacle of yourself before the neighbors.
Come on, boys.
Martha, if you open that door, All right, I'll wear it. If anybody has to make a laughingstock of himself, I'd rather it be me.
Because you're better at it, huh, Mr. Wilson?
All right, Dennis, come on, let's get this nonsense over with.
You think he'll be scared? Not my dad, boy. I'd hate to be any old bear when he gets started.
Well, now, wait a minute. Let's think about this.
If he looks like he's gonna beat you up, all you have to do is throw the bear skin off.
Oh, yes, of course.
Come on. Down on the ground right here. Well, Mr. Wilson, you crouch over him. Scratch down some more. Your stomach's hanging out. Now you look like a swell bear.
Wait a minute. I'm supposed to be an attacking bear. Let's do it right. I should be chewing on Tommy's foot. Not my mouth, the bear's mouth. That's it.
Now, I'll go over on the other side so I can take the picture. And Tommy, when I get there, you start yelling help to wake up Dad. Okay.
Tell me what's going on around here.
Sure, Dad. I'll tell you. Mom just ruined your chance to become a hero.
What's the story of that sneak thief, Mr. Crinky?
Stealing from a church. How low can a guy get?
Here's a snapshot of him. Got it from his girlfriend.
We'll run the story on the front page. No, no, just a caption for the picture. The most contemptible man of the year.
If any guy deserves it, he does.
Say, I've got to run over to City Hall for a minute, and I want you to cover the press conference at the hotel.
I'm on my way. We've got to let the public know what the candidates are saying. Hi.
Hi. Excuse me, Mr. Pinky, but can I talk to you?
Have to make it fast, Dennis. I'm leaving in a minute.
Okay. I just came in to quit my job.
What job?
Don't you remember? You gave me a job as a reporter.
Oh, yes. You were going to try and get a picture of your father being a hero. Did you get it?
Nope. And he told me if I ever tried it again, he'd give me a spanking. Boy, I sure wanted his picture in the paper.
Oh, and you didn't get any picture at all, huh?
All I got is this one I showed you.
Why don't you leave this with me?
What for?
Well, sometimes when news is light, we have a lot of extra space to fill, and if that happens, I'll run this picture with a nice little story about how his son wanted his father to be a hero. Would you like that?
Boy, I sure would.
Then I'll see what I can do.
Boy, will my dad be excited when I tell him.
Herbie! Herbie! Picture and story on the sneak thief are ready for the composing room.
Right, Mr. Crinky. The most contemptible man of the year.
Henry, have you seen Dennis?
Oh, he's outside waiting for the paper. Despite anything I could say, he's positive Mr. Crinky's going to put my picture in this issue.
Oh, I hope he does. Don't you?
Well, yeah, I guess so. It'd be kind of nice, a little human interest story, and, well, it can't do any harm. It might even do some good.
Hey, Dad, you're on the front page!
Really? Well,
that ought to make Johnny Brady sit up and take notice.
Now you'll be taking accounts away from him.
The most contemptible man of the year.
You sure are, Dad. Hey, what's contemptible mean?
The Beverly Hillbillies, Best New Show of the Year, nominated for 7 Emmys, winner of 1 Logie, and a Patsy.
Is that a fact?
Buddy Ebsen nabs the coveted Coast Guard Certificate of Appreciation. Irene Ryan, named Woman of the Year and Queen of Kauai. Giant Jackrabbit garners the highest rating for a half-hour program in the history of television.
You hear that, Granny?
Yeah, and I still don't believe it.
Believe it for award-winning TV satisfaction. Watch The Beverly Hillbillies next on TV Land.